BBC London 94.9, the home of London sport.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning. Goals galore in the Johnston's Paint Trophy first round games for our side last night as Brentford, Leighton Orient and Dagenham progressed through to the second round in the southern section. Orient manager Russell Slade will hope their win will silence any critics of the ability of his small squad. Their good form continues, Sean Batt scoring a hat-trick in a 3-1 win at Gillingham.
We'll crack on with our little group. I mean, I think, you know, there's one or two little minor injuries in there. Hope there's not anything too serious because it was quite a bruising second half. And the only thing that really disappointed me was we picked up one or two unnecessary cards, and we need to learn to stay in control all the time. You know, even when we're uncomfortable, we've got to be comfortable.
Brentford are through, winning 5-3 against AFC Wimbledon, despite feeling hard done by, not getting an early penalty decision in the second half and just a goal down. The AFC Wimbledon manager wasn't unhappy with his side.
Ultimately, the 5-minute spell where the ref bottles a decision, in my opinion, and then obviously we concede, we get a little bit sloppy, we concede a couple of goals, that's the game really there and then, so I'm not going to be totally despondent over that little 10-minute period.
Another mere 5 goals in our other game as Dagenham came from a goal down to beat Colchester 4-1. Former West Ham striker Carlton Cole had a medical with the club yesterday, 3 months after being released by them. Having failed to sign a striker in the transfer window as a hammer is set to give him a short-term deal. He thought the new FA chairman Greg Dyke will call for everyone involved in football in this country to work together for the good of the national side. He'll make his first address since taking the role today. Going into day 2 of the London Derby in Cricket's County Championship, Middlesex will resume 280-7. They need a win to attempt a challenge for the title, while Surrey need points in their help to avoid relegation. Middlesex batsman David Milan thought his side edged the opening day.
We got to that first session, then a bit disappointing how we started the second session. And to be honest, we lost a couple of wickets straight off the sessions, which is something we might have to look at. But, you know, in whole and in general, it was probably a good day.
England won their one-day international against Ireland in Dublin by 6 wickets. Middlesex batsmen Owen Morgan and Ravi Bapara both scoring centuries and combining for a world record 5th wicket stand. Andy Murray is a step closer to defending his US Open title. He's through to the quarterfinals, beating Dennis Istomin to make it through to the last 8 at the Grand Slam. For the 17th time, world number 1 Novak Djokovic is also through, while in the women's draw, reigning champion Serena Williams became the first player since 1989 to win a Grand Slam quarterfinal without losing a game. She beat Carla Suarez Navarro 6-love, 6-love, while Li Na becomes China's first ever semi-finalist.